Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer, in for Rachel Miro. California will release a list of its most persistently low-achieving schools this morning, a list that will likely lead to major shakeups in the leadership and staff at 187 public schools. The list is part of the Obama administration's push to reform failing schools, and it's controversial in the education world, in part because the criteria are unclear. With the June primary just 3 months away now, the conservative California Republican Assembly doled out its endorsements at a convention in Orange County over the weekend. Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner got the nod in the governor's race, edging out former eBay CEO Meg Whitman, while Assemblyman Chuck DeVore beat Tom Campbell and former Hewlett-Packard head Carly Fiorina on the Senate side. Both DeVore and Poizner are trailing far behind their opponents in pre-election polls. The California Republican Party holds its statewide convention this weekend in Santa Clara. Votes are being counted in Iraq's historic parliamentary election, and Iraqi Americans are anxiously awaiting the results. Thousands of Iraqi immigrants living in the western United States cast ballots in California over the weekend, one of just four states in the U.S. with polling places. Among those voting was Abdul Hussein Ali. He cast his ballot at the polling station in Pleasanton. He's optimistic about Iraq's future, but hopes once the outcome is settled, the newly elected leaders focus more on the country's infrastructure and economy.
It's going in the right direction, but it still lacks electricity, jobs. There's a big number of unemployment. There's a lot of poor people, a lot of orphans, and a lot of stuff need to be fixed.
With the U.S. planning to withdraw combat troops later this year, the new government will lead Iraq after American forces leave. Election results are expected later this month. The tiny Fresno County farm town of Mendota has one of the highest unemployment rates in California, about 40%. That statistic and the reasons behind it have put Mendota in the middle of the current battle over the state's water. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Mendota's an hour away from Fresno, on the western edge of the San Joaquin Valley. During California's drought, it's become a media magnet, with reporters eager to tell the story of a region dying of thirst, snapping pictures of families living in rundown trailers or clusters of farm workers in cowboy hats idling outside the pool hall. Here's conservative talk show host Sean Hannity on Fox News.
And farmers, well, they were left high and dry, and entire communities are now feeling the impact. Some towns in the area are now facing unemployment rates of up to 40%, and many residents are now forced to visit food banks.
The politically powerful Westlands Water District has highlighted the plight of its farmers and farm workers as it demands increased water deliveries. Because of the drought and measures to protect endangered fish, Westlands got just 10% of the water it wanted last year from the federal Central Valley Project. Farmer Joe Del Bosque took about 800 acres out of production last year, land that would have grown cantaloupes, wheat, and tomatoes. Del Bosque's standing in a field next to Interstate 5, just north of Mendota, near an almond orchard that's snowing pink blossoms. He's watching workers stack irrigation pipes as they prepare for planting season.
We're gambling that we're going to get some water. But if we don't start now and take this risk, we'll miss our planting window, and we can't afford to do that.
The men stacking the pipes are among a dozen workers that Del Bosque employs year-round. He had to let six others go last year and also hired a leaner crew of seasonal workers.
In 2007, we issued 945 W-2s. In 2009, we issued 570. So there was a big drop in employment.
Del Bosque says the equation is simple.
There's a direct correlation between water and crops, and there's a direct correlation between crops and jobs. There's no denying, water does equal jobs.
That's the refrain City Council member Joseph Rio Frio has posted on a sign affixed to a rack of Cheetos in his Mendota store. All day long, farm workers line up to pay their utility bills, carefully counting out hard-earned cash. One of those workers is Andres Godoy, who's worked the fields here for nearly 30 years. He hasn't worked a single day since last October. Godoy was once a supervisor who recruited field crews. He says it used to be hard to round up enough hands to pick melons. Now he says there's more competition than ever, especially for workers in their 40s like him.
The bosses want the younger guys, not people with experience. If we are hired, they know we're desperate for jobs, so they push us to work faster. It turns into a kind of competition, people bathed in sweat.
But are Mendota's hard times and sky-high unemployment rate really all about water? Jeff Michael is an economist at the University of the Pacific in Stockton, and he says the water shortage is not at the root of Mendota's problems.
There's been a whole cascade of negative events that have come down in this one region, and it's a real, true economic crisis. But the solutions are a lot more complex than just, turn up the water pumps.
Michael says even in years when farmers got plenty of water, unemployment in Mendota topped 30%.
It's a systemic problem with the economy in this region.
Michael says that started when farmers began to mechanize harvesting and plant less labor-intensive crops. Then the recession hit. A slump in milk prices led to a loss of dairy jobs. Mendota's sugar plant closed. The housing boom collapsed, and many construction workers headed back to the fields, increasing competition for farm jobs.
We're not denying the impacts of the water, but there's a lot more that's going on.
Michael's research shows the drought has cost the San Joaquin Valley about 8,000 jobs. But he says overall, California agriculture has weathered the recession well. Michael says he hopes the media attention to Mendota will spark a broader conversation about the investment needed to ease poverty and unemployment here.
Okay, $75 and $15, that'll be $90.
Back at his Mendota store, Joseph Rio Frio, who's marched in protests for more water, admits it isn't the only solution to the town's problems. Poverty here can only be solved, he says, if farmers pay higher wages.
Once it appears that the water's flowing, I'm going to get the message out there and say, okay, the farm worker marched with the farmer. Now the farmer has to take care of the farm worker and the farm worker families.
City Council member Rio Frio says he's been trying to help diversify Mendota's economy for years, first bringing in a federal prison and then a new solar power plant. But they aren't likely to hire uneducated farm workers who make up most of Mendota's population. So Rio Frio's hoping to lure a large-scale manufacturer to town, some kind of a factory, he says, that won't use much water, but will hire lots of people. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Mendota.
That's the California Report for Monday, March 8th. Production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at ChevronCalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of CalQualityCare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California.